Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Daleks!
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here's your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama, the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. As you may know, Craig and I are huge fans of the new Doctor Who series. Thanks to listener Andrew in the UK, we've got a real treat for you today. On the line, we have with us Martin Wilkie from the Doctor Who exhibitions in the UK. The Doctor Who exhibitions have four locations in Cardiff, Manchester, Blackpool, and Land's End. The sites are more than just museums of props, they're an experience. And our guest Martin is more than just a director, he has special lifelong ties with Doctor Who. Welcome to Technorama, Martin!
Wow, thanks very much for calling.
Now, the listener can probably tell by your accent you're not from the U.S. Could you tell him a little bit about...
Not that I'm aware of, no. Born and bred in England. We run the Doctor Who exhibitions back in England, which have been very popular all around the UK. And as you can appreciate, with Doctor Who making its comeback to the screens in the UK, we've been fairly busy recently.
It sounds like it. I hear hammers and things in the background.
Yeah.
Yes, we're putting in a small representation of the exhibitions for an event right in the middle of the West End in Leicester Square, just down the road from Piccadilly Circus, which is our equivalent to Times Square, I guess. So that kind of proves the popularity of the brand at the moment.
Now, tell the listener, what is the Doctor Who exhibition?
Right, it's called Doctor Who Up Close. It does what it says on the tin, and it's the best and only opportunity that the viewing public and fans alike have got to actually see Doctor Who literally up close. We feature as many of the genuine studio props, monsters and costumes as we can possibly get our hands on. As you can appreciate, a lot of it in production terms gets turned around for other uses or is held back for future episodes, but thankfully there's a lot in Doctor Who that remains real physical props and costumes and monsters. The show incorporates a lot of CGI, computer generated images, but thankfully that doesn't preclude them still using gorgeous and absolutely fantastic real full size monsters and props and heads and arms, which as I say, we put on display, and the public come and see them. So we're chuffed a bit.
Well, Martin, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? I mean, your background a little bit.
Sure. Yes, I bumped into Doctor Who. I've kind of grown up with it from the early 60s. My father co-founded the visual effects department at the BBC back in the 1950s with a colleague, Jack Kine.
Oh, wow.
And when Doctor Who came on board in 63, they came to his department and said, can you do this, can you do that? And that's how really the association started. So as a kid, it was great fun back at home because he'd always be bringing back odd props and monsters to finish off or test and see if they were scary enough with his own children. So we kind of grew up surrounded by Daleks and Cybermen from the year dot. So fairly long-winded association. And with the exhibitions, my father was involved with them when they started back in the 1970s here in London. And the exhibitions have continued ever since, which again is pretty much a first for any sci-fi program to have remained that popular. We had one particular exhibition that went in for just a year's trial down at a big stately home near Stonehenge called Longleat that ended up staying there for 31 years and just as popular at the end, which again shows the popularity of dear old Doctor Who.
Right. Now for you, I imagine, you know, most people would come up and say, hey, you know, I love Doctor Who. I used to watch it when I was a kid or whatever, but for you it's a little different because you actually grew up right in behind the scenes, right? So.
Yes, it was, you know, quite a golden childhood. So you ended up taking bits for show and tell to school that kids had seen on the telly that Saturday, which was always fun. But again, you know, it just reiterates how interested people are in TV stuff. So, no, we're really, really excited. The program's come back after a gap of 17 years, and everyone was a little bit cautious as to how it was going to be portrayed and how it might come across. And it's just been a runaway success. I mean, even the BBC, I think, have been extremely pleasantly surprised with how popular it's been. But how's it out in the States? Because I know we had an exhibition back in the 80s that toured several US cities. But I'm not sure. I don't even think you've got the new series airing in the States yet, have you?
Season 3 has not started here yet. I believe it's slated to start in September or October. We're dying for it. We're just dying. It is that popular.
Excellent. Well, I've seen most of it, and you won't be disappointed.
The Sci-Fi Channel likes to stick in odd commercial breaks, but that's a little annoying sometimes. But it's still the same flavor. You get the storyline. You might get a couple of missing segments because the show length here is 42 minutes. I think it's 45 or 46 in the UK.
That's right. Yeah, they're rosters like that. So come and live in England. You get advert-free telly. It's brilliant.
Oh, I love it. Been there a couple times, and I don't want to come back.
you would if you could see the rain today, believe me.
How many exhibitions are there?
There are currently, there is one museum in a place called Blackpool up on the northwest coast, which houses a collection of all of the old classic props and monsters that still exist. And we're hoping to revamp that fairly soon and get some more of the new stuff in it. Then there are three other exhibitions around the country at the moment. A big one in a place called Manchester, which is really in the sort of centre of England, which is, I'm going to talk gibberish now, it's 800 square metres. You'll have to work that out in feet. plus there's a slightly smaller one in Cardiff. Cardiff is the capital city of Wales, and that's where the production is based. As you may or may not know, it's produced by BBC Wales down there. So the population of Cardiff and Wales themselves have really taken Doctor Who to heart, and you know, been very supportive of having an exhibition down there, which has been there 2 years. And we even have one way, way down in the westernmost point of Britain, a place called Land's End. Again, it's a tourist mecca, and our remit from the BBC is to get the Doctor Who brand in the terms of the exhibition out and around the country to see the people that watch it. So we don't just stay in London and wait for people to come. We get out there and we're touring to Newcastle, Glasgow, Birmingham, all over the next few years. So it just thankfully remains very popular.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was asking you about having a back or behind the scenes view as opposed to other people. Well, how do you feel when you see people's reactions when they see your exhibitions and you kind of hear them make comments and stuff? You know, how are some of the people's feelings and stuff?
I'm just constantly thrilled, both by the age range of people who come and see it, and it really is from small children dragging their parents to, you know, old folk who've seen it back in their youth. And nothing gives me greater pleasure than hearing a child scream with fear when a Dalek shouts exterminate. So, it's in this modern day and age, you'd think that really everybody can get what they want off of a website or magazine or whatever, but to see the things for real close up does make a hell of a difference. And even though people know that it is rubber, it is fiberglass, it is all make-believe, the reaction to a Cyberman moving around still gets people absolutely terrified, which again is all credit to the guys that designed such beautiful monsters.
That's beautiful. I thought these were just static models, like, you know, behind a braided rope that, you know, yeah. Do not cross, do not touch. These are actually working models that, you know, scream out exterminate.
We've got some animated models, and then sometimes this weekend, for instance, in London, we've got two of the actual actors that do the Cybermen up here in Leicester Square parading around. So, and again, the reaction to those guys, because they are huge, is phenomenal. So maybe we'll get some over to the States soon.
You mentioned it was filmed in Cardiff, correct?
Yes,
I noticed that at least one episode that I've seen, Christopher Eccleston and Billy Piper, they accidentally landed in Cardiff intending to go somewhere else. You know, the TARDIS isn't always as accurate as they'd like it to be. And they sort of got out and went, oh, blimey, we're in Cardiff again or something. They were sort of poking fun at it. And now I get the joke. It's kind of a funny reference.
Yes. Yeah, no, they refer to it. I mean, a lot of what is filmed in Cardiff obviously is dressed up to look like London or somewhere completely alien, but they do tongue-in-cheek refer to Cardiff quite a lot. The sister program Torchwood, if you're familiar with that, which is an adult biased spin-off from Doctor Who, is specifically based in Cardiff, and their HQ is right underneath the main square in Cardiff Bay.
Aha! Uh-huh. I'm going to have to catch up on my Torchwood. I know of it, but I haven't had a chance to catch up on it yet.
Yeah, it's a spin-off with the actor John Barrowman, who plays Captain Jack. And Torchwood is a word you will have heard linked into quite a lot of Series 2. And in actual fact, it's an anagram of Doctor Who, if you bother to work it out.
I thought that was brilliant.
So, yes, it's nice to see all the interplay between the series. And we have another series coming over in the UK soon, which is the Sarah Jane Adventures, which is Liz Sladen's spin-off with K-9, of all things, which is quite sweet. And that's for a younger audience, which is great. So, again, it just proves the strength and popularity of dear old Doctor Who.
Now, when are you bringing another exhibition to the US? I think you said you were here in the 80s.
Yes, in the 80s there was a touring truck-based exhibition. We'd love to come if somebody wants to invite us. Let's leave it open to your audience. But
come on over.
Yeah, we basically, if there's enough audience to regrettably make it pay the bills to get it over to anywhere, we're able to transport it. We've got interest from Sydney at the moment in Australia. There's certain interest in Toronto because, as you may know, it's a Canadian co-production. But obviously we're well aware of quite a bit of interest in the US. So if anyone is out there with $1 million, $1 billion to throw at an exhibition somewhere in America, give us a ring.
We do have some hooks into the expo and convention arena, so we might be able to at least get something rolling. We'll have to let you know on that.
Sure. See what happens. See what happens.
Well, Martin, what other cool things can we look forward to? We haven't seen Season 3 here yet, and I heard Season 4 is slated for production. Are there any insights or new monsters that you're working on that we can look forward to screaming at our tellies on?
No, that is one that I don't speak about, things like that. That's for production to speak about. But I've seen some of the sketches for Series 4, and some of the stuff is stunning. So, again, it's hold on to your hats and enjoy Series 3. I won't ruin that for you, but, again, you won't be disappointed, I can guarantee.
I have to confess, I like the angels.
Yes, they, again, have been so scary to children. It's amazing. And you think, well, they're only a statue, but it's amazing how different kids react to different things.
My 13-year-old daughter was gripping my hand tightly, and it was daytime when we watched it.
That says it all. Well, were you the one that was scared and you were holding her hand? Now, come on, own up, own up.
Yeah, that was the truth.
Brilliant.
All right, I know you're a busy man. Again, thank you very much for your time, and we really appreciate it. If the listeners are in the UK, where can they find more information? Or on the web?
If anyone looks up www.DoctorWhoExhibitions, or one word, DoctorWhoExhibitions.com, they'll find out what we're up to and where we are.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Martin.
It was a pleasure.
No, thanks for your time, Craig. Thanks for your time, Chuck.
And thank you for listening to us today. If you enjoyed this special interview with Martin Wilkie, be sure to listen often and consider subscribing to get Technorama delivered to you automatically for free. You can find out more at the website www.chuckchat.com/technorama. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Give us a call on the listener line at 206-222-2428 or drop us an email at technorama@chuckchat.com. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. We're also affiliated with dozens of other great audio programs through Farpoint Media at farpointmedia.net. Take care, tell a friend, visit the website, and until next time, a binary high five. 101.